WRYV 897, just mobile and monitoring. WSAS 267, you awake yet?
WSGH922 monitoring.
WRPB 448 monitoring. WRPB 448 monitoring.
WRYV 993 monitoring.
WSCI 783, mobile to mobile, copy.
Yep, this is WSCI 783, mobile one to mobile two, copy.
just seeing if your ears are working.
Yep, yep. I was wondering whether or not you're going to turn on the radio in your ride. Over.
Yeah, I looked down and I thought, oh, I should turn this on. A car just drove by with a Brittany sitting on the driver's lap. It was so cute.
Kind of a tight space.
All right, I'm on the move again. I will see you shortly. WSEI 783 Mobile 2, out.
All right, I'll give you a shout as I'm walking out the door if you're still on the road. This is WSEI Mobile 1, clear. WSEI 783, Mobile 1 to Mobile 2, copy.
WSEI 783, Mobile 2, copy.
We are en route. Could be there in about 10 minutes.
Copy that. I just came around the big curve.
Okay, well, be ready to go as soon as I get there.
Sir, yes, sir.
WSEI 783 Mobile 1, I'm clear after yours.
WSEI 783, clear.
WSEI 783 to station 213, station 213, copy. WSEI 783, clear. This is 783. What's going on?
Still have a stomachache like yesterday.
Repeat that, please.
Still have a stomachache like yesterday.
Sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better. What's on the agenda today?
Just coming over. I really just don't have an appetite.
You gonna be watching football today with your dad, or that's not your thing?
I'm watching Young Sheldon all morning.
Oh, okay, cool. How's your sister's doing?
Fine. Kind of starting to lose my voice.
I hope you're not coming down with anything.
We're not like groupies, Paul.
All right, well, I'm hitting the road. I'll talk to you another time. This is WSEI 783. Enjoy your day, relaxing day today. I'm Claire Pierce.
All right. Have a good day. WSEI
WRVG374.
WSGH922 mobile monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring.
Good afternoon, 922, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Hello there, how you doing today?
Not too bad, how about yourself?
Doing good. We just got done running some errands and ready to sit and watch football today.
Nice. I just started errands and then got to go to work after that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. My work days are over. I'm retired, so... I feel for you, brother.
I don't mind so much. I mean, there's other things I'd like to be doing in life, but, you know, bills got to get paid, and I'm not the kind of person that can, you know, just kind of drift around unstructured. Once in a while, it's okay, but I'd go nuts without having some kind of purpose there.
Yeah, I hear you with that. My purpose now is to hunt and fish and enjoy life.
Yeah, that's what I use vacations for, kick back, relax, not have to worry about stuff, and then, you know, go back to the daily grind.
All Roger that. Are you up in Bay City today, or?
No, I'm actually on my way out to Carroll right now from Saginaw.
Yeah, you're cutting out on it. I didn't get it that last transmission.
I just switched over to Mayville. They got a pretty good footprint. I don't know if that's any better.
Yeah, Roger, I can hear you now. That's much better.
Yeah, I was on the Saginaw machine. I'm just now coming into Reese, if you know where that is.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm working off the Flint repeater here down in Grand Blanc area.
Yeah, very good. You're sounding super fine into the machine there.
Well, it was good talking with you. I'm going to get running here, so we'll catch you later. Have a great day at work, and we'll talk to you later. WSGH92 on the side.
Hey, Roger that. You have yourself a great day as well, and we'll talk to you again. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile. We will be monitoring. Thank you.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRMZ 456 monitor.
WSEA 311. Is anyone on the air? I want to check in.
This is WSFD 853. Search you loud and clear.
Over. What city are you calling from?
Corona. I am actually at the corner of M21 and Durand Road.
I'm in Detroit, Michigan. Is that in Toronto?
Yep. It's right next to Owasso.
Thank you. Over.
Dave, you out there? Dave, you got your ears up?
WRCR 570, can I get a radio check?
Loud and clear, 570, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Thank you very much, 570 and all.
A10, clear.
Station A10, this is WRPB 4. Kurt here. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Kurt. What's going on, brother?
Oh, you know, about the same. I'm just sitting here watching the snow fly. What's it doing in your neck of the woods?
Pretty much a whole lot of the same. They're saying up here flurries with the possibility of up to an inch, but so far it's not really sticking.
I'd say we got a little bit more overnight, and of course whatever we're getting now, still I don't think we get to see 5 or 6 inches where I live altogether. Being said, over.
Yeah, I'm still seeing little patches of grass here and there, so I don't think we got that much. I think we didn't even get 3 inches. But the roads were kind of a mess the other day, and right now the roads are really wet. They're not slippery, but I imagine that's going to change as the temperature drops even further tonight.
Yeah, roger that. My wife's on her way home right now from Davidson, coming down 15, so I imagine she'll be taking her time, and again, you know, doesn't look too slippery out yet. Over.
Yeah, it was a little bit messy when I left work this morning, but like I said, right now the roads are just wet, but I'm going to go out to Cara, which is a good 40-minute drive out there and back, and didn't have any issues.
So what do you got on deck the rest of the night? More work, or are you driving tonight?
I just got done driving. I got I go back to work. I just, today's my turnaround day, so I work 4 to midnight today, and then I'll be off the next couple of days.
Well, very good. Hopefully we'll get a chance we can cross paths on the airways again. Just curious, have you heard anything coming out of the Sheboygan repeater?
I personally have not. You know, come to think of it, I've been out of the vehicle the last couple of days. I haven't heard Bob, so I don't quite know.
What are your RPV 448 for identification purposes? I also have a public service announcement. Bob texted me last night, the repeater up operational, it's just not work for whatever reason. He imagines that problem will be addressed relatively soon. Other than that, Bob is well and all is good up there. Over.
Yeah, roger that. That's always good to hear. Yeah, they're probably buried in about 500 feet of snow up that way.
Well, like I said, his repeater works locally. It's just, you know, the internet connection to the MIA network is down. Or you know, that could have just been somebody going off the road and hitting a pole, right? You don't know.
Technology, you gotta love it. It's great when it works. It sucks when it don't.
Yeah, I like my radios. My cell phone is, I don't know, it's evil. I call it a snitch phone. But, radios are cool. Over.
Roger that. I remember growing up, we didn't have phones, and running around with CBs and CB walkie-talkies was the thing back then.
Having crystals in those handheld units, oh yeah, you know, I thought I was a you-know-what when my radio had 3 crystals in it.
I remember those old Radio Shacks. Yep, they had the 3 crystals, and I think, I don't think they had one that had more than 3 on the walkie-talkies. I don't really remember.
Well, I think they jumped right up into the 40-channel deals at that point. I used to have the Radio Shack catalog every year. I knew it better than the people that worked in the store. You know, that was like the Christmas catalog for me, except it was year-round. Over.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I remember getting those too, or I'd go to the store and just snatch one off the counter whenever I was at the mall. Yep, I lived for those things.
I had forgotten. I worked at 12 Small. There was a Radio Shack in there, too, for a while. I just remember as a little kid going to the one that was close to my house.
Roger that. Now we look back at the stuff that they had nowadays, and it's like, you know, how did we get by with that, with all the stuff that they got out here today? But, you know, back in the day when that's what we had, I mean, it just worked, you know, perfectly fine. If you had the 40-channel HD, you were the you-know-what, and, if you were lucky enough to get a base station set up, you were really the one, you know?
As a kid, I never had a base station. My best friend did. He had the rotating beams and everything, and, you know, he was only, like, you know, 12, 13 years old. His parents are letting him put all this crap on the roof, and it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think I had my first base set up when I was about Route 13. I had a one of the Unitin presidents with a Shakespeare Super Big Stick up on the roof. You know, and that did pretty good. And then, of course, over the years, I kind of upgraded and upgraded and upgraded. And, you know, now I'm down to just a little rinky-dink mobile.
Yep, a good old system on a chip, huh?
Well, now back in the heyday, you know, my flagship radio was the Cobra 2000 with the two speakers, and it was modded out to go from 24 all the way up to like 33 megahertz, and you know, peaked and tuned and all that other good stuff.
Well, very good. The good old days. I got half of my radio bench is set up with GMRS and a couple of ham receivers, and then the other half, I got, you know, a couple President radios there. President McKinley with the sideband, and then I got one of the newer FM ones. Really nobody to talk to. For my location, I can talk to Flint, believe it or not, and that's about as far as I can go. Over.
Yeah, roger that, you know, but yeah, something is better than nothing, you know. And I got a guy up here that's got a little shop out of his house that I talk to every now and again, and if I get on the highway, I sometimes turn it on, but for the most part, it's just sitting there, bolted to the side of the console, looking pretty, collecting dust. I got to jump out of here. I got to run in the store, grab something for dinner before I go to work, but, you know, as always, Kurt, it's a pleasure, and we'll be looking forward to doing it again with you. If you do go out, have a safe trip this afternoon. Be careful out there. Hope your significant other makes it back safely. And we'll do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we'll be clear on your final.
Well, thank you very much. As always, too, pleasure to speak with you. Have yourself a good rest of your evening. TV 448 Kurt, Groveland Township.
SDR 354. WSDR 354.
WRPV 448. Do you copy, Jack?
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
WRQR 570 out of the Flint repeater. Where's everyone at today?
That's station 570 out of Flint. This is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills. Copy?
Yeah, I hear you. We're standing in the barn watching the snowfall.
Well, it's not showing here yet. So it's showing by you there, huh? In the front?
Yeah, it's 10-4. We're getting some good snow and putting down some cold snacks.
Now, how am I sounding out that way?
About 3-4 inches here.
My radio is getting out or no?
Yeah, you're getting out. I can hear you. We're inside a barn here, and I can hear you loud and clear.
You. I just want to know if this thing getting out or not. This thing is 50 watt radio. Should get out. Roger.
Yeah, 10-4. You're getting out long clear that 50 watt radio.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not snowing yet, but they said about 6 inches, 60% is going to snow tonight after 5 o'clock. Roger.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to snow all night tonight, so. Okay, just want to touch base, see how the radio is working today. Keep Chinese junk radio here. 570, I'm clear.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming back. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, 48, Sister Hills.
Station 488, this is WRPB 448, Kurt out of Groveland Township. Jack, you copy?
Yeah, go ahead. I copy you. 448, Kurt. How you doing today?
Well, I also am watching the snow fly, and by the way, you are loud and clear. Over.
Roger, I just want to know if this thing getting out or not, because I'm on the Detroit repeater. I want to ask you a question. I want to switch to Mount Clemens repeater, see what is the difference. Roger.
Copy, standing by.
How is that now? Is that better from the 625? I'm on 675 repeater right now.
No, I can't really hear much of a difference between the two there. Over.
I see what you're saying. Well, the 675 repeater was acting up a little bit. It had some water in the connection. So I think it's good anyhow. So what's happening all your way? Is it snowing by you there?
Snowing pretty good. One of the reasons why I hailed you down, Jack, is I got a text last night from Sheboygan Bob. He told me on the text that his repeater is functional. It's just not hooked into the system right now for whatever reason. I don't know if it's been resolved since then, but as of last night, that's all I know in regards to the Sheboygan repeater. Over.
I know that. We know that, too. The people out there in Sheboygan, they already know about the problems, but I guess the weather doesn't help out to go out there and fix that repeater. Roger?
Yeah, I would probably want to fix it when it's not as blustery myself.
But I wanted to make you aware of that. I know my news is a little late, but I didn't know how many other people do that. That's all. But yeah, things are good over here. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, no, I text Bob. I have a text message, and I told him no problem from a couple of days ago. It was down. That's what happened. But now they know about it. The people there in Sheboygan, they just got to get out there and fix it for him. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. It was good to get a text message from last night, you know, just so we know everything's all good. But I'm going to let you go. At a dinner hour. It's always good to speak with you. This is WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final, Jack. Have a good evening.
All right, Kurt, good to hear from you and good to chat with you. You take care and you have a good evening. I got to go get something to eat, too. It's time to eat. WIUG 48, clear.
W474. Not quite making it into the machine. WSCR354.
WSCW 474, over. WSCY 717, this is WSGA 452.
WSFE-335, monitoring.
WSCY-717, WSCA-452. WSCF-36, monitor. WSFC-692, monitoring.
The Grand River, WSCR-354. Ellis, you got to use the B frequency if you want to talk back to me. Thanks. SCR-354.
WSCY-717, here is WSDA-452.
Hey, Ellis, can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear.
We got a copy on you as well. We're on Grand River coming up to Farmington.
Jeff,
you still got a copy? Good, because we're back in 90, 1096. Thanks for getting back. WSPR-354.
692. Mobile trying to hit the Detroit 625 repeater. Not sure if the repeater is having issues or not, but I can hear some conversations, but I don't know if anyone's hearing me. Over. Once again, this is Brian. If anyone can hear me and confirm transmission, appreciate it. Thanks. Over.
Quebec 205. I can see there's some crackling going on, but you came to just fine off the first time.
Alright, it barely can't be bad, but yeah, that should be the one that came out of the repeater. Yep, you'll have that kind of problem.
Thanks again. I think I was, like I said, I'm still on the outside of the range of the repeater, but I did catch some of that, so I may try to drive closer towards the repeater and see if that works. Thanks for the confirmation. Over.
Copy that, and you're quite welcome. Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec, 805, standing by.
WSSC 692, mobile, standing by.
WRTX 930.
WIUG 48.
What's going on there, Jack? You don't sound so good. You're broken up. Are you on the Macomb?
No, no, I'm on Detroit repeater. How's that sound?
It sounds like the Detroit repeater. It's a little bit better, but some crackling. You're all right. You're in there.
So now I'm better in the way now. Roger.
No, that's worse.
Let me go back on that DB20G. I'll talk in a few. WIUG, please. How's this now? Now any better?
Oh, that's a lot better. That sounds like your normal booming self.
Like the drums. That's how drums are. Roger.
Well, how much snow did you get down there today?
We got about 1.5 inches, that's all. And it started snowing, but it was still snowing till now, a little bit fine snow coming down. Roger.
And we get about 5 inches here and it's still snowing. I love it.
And now we can go on the four-wheeler or we can go on a snowmobile. Roger.
Well, my four-wheeler is up north, but I can go on the snowmobile. That one's here.
And that's better yet. Go on the snowmobile is better.
Well, do you have any machine breakdowns today?
Oh, they're all working. I didn't use the machine. I used my hand.
Those don't break unless it's a real problem, I guess.
Except, you know what? There was a couple of spots, very slippery. I held on to the handle. That's why.
It's still coming down pretty good. We got like 3-4 inches. He's still coming down too, so I like it.
You know what? The weatherman said 45%, and I don't see that 45%. I see it 100%.
Well, thankfully, we're not out in Los Angeles or anything. So, man, I cannot imagine losing everything like that. That's just horrific.
Yeah, it is, and sad. It's very sad, really. There's 200,000 people out there without power, nothing. No houses, no nothing for them. And that's sad. That's really sad. Roger.
Yeah, you know, I hear all these people, you know, it's like, I'm kind of a conservative guy, but like I hear these people talking about, you know, oh, it's Gavin Newsom's problem. It's,
all these rich people. It's like, no, these are people. These are people. And there's a million homes that are getting just destroyed. It's like, this is not a partisan thing. It's, holy cow, man. The whole cities are gone. Just crazy.
You're right about that. That is crazy. All the people, you know what? They brought firemen from Mexico. It was the whole plane. They download the whole plane of fire people from Mexico. You believe that?
Yeah, I read that story. They got fire guys from Mexico, they got fire guys from Canada, they got fire guys from Washington State. There's fire guys from basically anywhere near there. It's crazy. And it's perfectly okay. If you want to bring the fire guys from Mexico, that's fine.
Yeah, they did. I was watching on TV. The whole plane was nothing but fire people, you know, fire department from Mexico, and they came down from the plane. Anyhow, I don't know what to tell you, you know. I don't know how can that be controlled. Maybe because the wind blew so hard. Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that. I mean, I think that's something foreign to people, to us here in the Midwest. Yeah, honestly, I think we can't understand the dynamics of what goes on there, but just, man, whole neighborhoods wiped out. Yeah, that's crazy.
And when I heard the State Farm, they cut off their insurance a week ago before it happened. That's what I heard.
Well, I didn't hear it was a week ago. I heard they did it like a year and a half ago because they kind of knew these conditions were coming. And yeah, for a business to do that, I don't know, is that okay or not? I'm not being judgmental, but I don't know, they're a business. They got to do what they're going to do, but whole neighborhoods being wiped out, I don't think anybody could have foreseen that.
That's just a bad situation. And this is WIUG 48. I don't know what to tell you, Ken. Something like that, you know. I mean, before there's 2,000 acres and all that, but now it's nothing but houses.
Yeah, well, I'm an IT guy. I got meetings with, you know, I'm with a company that's out there, and half their guys are not on anymore, and I'm like, where are these guys? You know, I'm sure they're probably okay, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're not on because they're screwing around with their houses being burnt down or something, and I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of weeks here.
Probably you can find out. But what I heard some people calling from there on the ham radio. I don't know how that is, you know. I'm not a ham man, but I haven't heard anybody. Roger?
Well, I'm sure the power's out, the water's out, everything's out. So, They're going to use whatever they got. I'm not sure, though, there's a lot of hams in that particular area, but population percentage-wise speaking.
Yeah, well, like, if it's snow, it's snow. What are you going to do? If by somebody like that, I haven't heard who did that fire.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it came from, but I'm not judging. It's just sad to see. That's my only comment, but.
Yeah, I don't know, anyhow. So it's about, you have about 5 inches of snow. Are you out there with a cigar?
It's still coming down here, so I'm not doing snow yet, but yeah, I'm in my little radio shack with a cigar, of course.
Oh, that's good. Out there with a cigar is good. And you got 5 inches of snow going down. That is excellent. I like that. You know, sit down and relax. Maybe have a beer or two. Roger.
Yeah, I ran out of beer a little bit ago, but that's okay.
Work on that old trailer, fix it up, that way it'll be ready to go, right?
Yeah, I was working on that this morning until the snow started coming down, and then I abandoned that project.
My father said, okay, now we're going to stop that, we got to load up the furnace. Roger?
Yeah, no, I was doing the trailer stuff this morning, and then the snow started coming down. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to go back inside. Yeah, the wood stove's loaded, and the shoe's going.
You know, you got to keep that going, you know. I mean, really, I walked outside today about 5 o'clock. It was not that cold. It was about near 30-degree weather. There was no wind blowing or nothing. And I was walking around, you know, with a jacket. Not a heavy jacket, but a jacket, and it was not that cold.
No, today was warm. It was right around freezing, right around 32 degrees. So it was very comfortable outside working, but it's going to get cold later in the week. I hear minus 11 around our area. That's what they're forecasting in a few days' time.
Well, at least not cold today. And yesterday was a little cold, but not today. Anyhow, so what else happening?
Well, I'm just working on my junk here, and I'm about to go in here, so I'll be clear on your final here, Jack, WRTX 930.
Hi again, good talking to you. Take care. Keep that log and the heat, together. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Nyree's coming through. Let me mute my... This is Nyree, WSEA 311. H-L-O, are you there?
WSEA 311, Aku, come across, take 4, come back.
WSEA 311, Max,
copy. I copy.
WSEA 311, Nyree coming through. Can you hear me?
Unit 488, Jack, WSPD 439, are you out there? Unit 488, Jack, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, calling. Nothing heard. WSDG 439. We're monitoring.
311, Matt, W. Hey Matt, this is WSEA 311 Nyree. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, over.
WSCF 550 standing by.
WSDQ 992, I'm going to
WSBY 676, Monticello.